Here's a thought about the odd duck. And this is an experience that I think is, well, pretty doggone universal. And by that I mean it's something I observe when I'm doing my own work. And it's also something I observe when I'm reviewing submissions to Lenswork and seeing what people have chosen to send in. And the odd duck is simply this. It seems like there will be always an image or two that are odd ducks. They just don't fit with the rest of the images. And the question becomes, what do you do with the odd duck? Particularly, this is problematic if you love the image. If it's a favorite, this is what happens to me, is I just think, this image has got to go in the project because I like it so much. The problem is, if it doesn't fit with the rest of the images, it's going to be an odd duck. And so the question is, do you take those odd ducks and eliminate them from the project because they don't fit? Or can you use those odd ducks to be a counterpoint, to be a point of contrast with the rest of the project? If you choose to use it that way, it better be clear to everybody that that's what you're doing. Or you run the risk of it just looking like an odd duck, like it doesn't fit. So the way I tend to work is I gather a whole bunch of images together that I think are going to work in a project. And then I start editing and sequencing and playing around with ideas and etc. And that's when the odd duck becomes visible, because it just doesn't fit. And most of the time, I find the best strategy with those odd ducks is simply to eliminate them. And if I decide to keep them in, there better be a darn good reason, and that reason ought to be very evident to everybody who looks at the project.